BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Palestinian health officials say at least four Palestinians have been killed and several seriously injured by Israeli airstrikes on a refugee camp in the northern West Bank city of Jenin. The incident comes days after attack helicopters were used in a military raid in Jenin, in which seven Palestinians were killed and eight Israeli soldiers were injured in clashes with Palestinian gunmen. Lipika Pelham reports.
In a short statement, the Israeli army confirmed striking what it called militant infrastructure in the city. Eyewitnesses and Palestinian security officials said Israel had launched a massive military operation in Jenin. Social media videos showed smoke rising from residential buildings and dozens of armed, masked Palestinians in the alleys of the camp. A resident told the BBC that columns of Israeli army vehicles penetrated the outskirts of the camp from multiple directions.
The United States has expressed deep concern after Guatemala's highest court suspended the publication of results from the first round of the presidential election over fraud concerns. Here's our America's editor, Leonardo Rocha.
The U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, warned about attempts by some to interfere in the outcome of Guatemala's general elections. Even before the vote, there were widespread concerns about government interference in the process. As expected, the former First Lady, Sandra Torres, came top in last Sunday's election. But to the surprise of most, Bernardo Arevalo, a career diplomat who styled himself as an anti-corruption candidate, secured a place in the second round. Ms. Torres, with the support of Guatemala's governing coalition, accused his party of fraud and challenged the results of some of the ballots.
The Polish and German governments have failed to come to an agreement on opening a maintenance centre in Poland for German-made Leopard tanks to be used in Ukraine. They can't agree on several key issues of the repair facility. An award-winning Ukrainian writer and war crimes researcher who was injured in a Russian missile strike in a pizza restaurant last week has died. Here's Warren Bull.
Victoria Amelina was having dinner at a restaurant in the eastern city of Kramatorsk with a group of Colombian writers, journalists and activists when the missile hit. She was immediately transferred for surgery in Dnipro, but has now died of her injuries. Victoria Amelina's work has focused on documenting war crimes committed in Ukraine by Russia and working with children on or near the front line. The attack on the crowded building in Kramatorsk killed 12 other people, including 14-year-old twins, and injured at least 60 others. Human rights activists say it was a war crime.
BBC News. The grandmother of the French teenager shot dead by police on Tuesday has called for justice and an end to the rioting which has followed his death. She said the death of Niall should not be used as an excuse for violence. On Sunday evening, President Emmanuel Macron said he remained firmly alongside the security forces who are trying to restore calm. Danielle Obono is a French opposition MP. She told the BBC that politicians needed to address the root cause of the problem.
What they should do is actually not so much about the destruction, because everybody opposes, and we oppose violence as a response to the situation. We oppose attacking people, attacking properties. We've been saying that every time. But as political leaders, what we need to talk about is the politics and the policies, and not just asking people to calm down.
Police in Israel say three UN peacekeepers arrested on Friday on suspicion of drug smuggling have been released. The three soldiers working for the UN Disengagement Observer Force in the Golan Heights were detained as they tried to cross Israel's border with Jordan, carrying perfume-making kits. The authorities initially thought they contained liquid cocaine. Kenya's President William Ruto has announced he's lifting a ban on logging that's been in place for 6 years. He said the move would help create jobs and open up sectors of the economy that depend on forest products. But campaigners from the environmental group Greenpeace Africa have criticised the decision. They say it will harm efforts to fight climate change. The Australian tennis player Nick Kyrgios has withdrawn from this year's Wimbledon Championships with a wrist injury. The 28-year-old lost to Novak Djokovic in last year's men's singles final. He's only played one tournament this year because of injury. BBC News.